This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. 83 people die and 106 others sustain injuries in flooding and landslide incidents across the country. CPN-UML issues whip to vote against confidence motion of Prime Minister in House of Representatives. And Israeli airstrike kills 30 Palestinians sheltering outside school in southern Gaza. Now the news in detail. 83 people have so far died in disaster-related incidents, including landslides and floods triggered by relentless rain across the country. The police headquarters stated that 33 men, 25 women and 25 children have died in such incidents in various places of the country from June 10 till this morning. Central Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Dan Bahadur Karki said 106 people have been injured and 5 persons are missing in flood and landslide during this period. 858 families have been displaced due to the landslide and flooding caused by the incessant rains. So far, 5,428 police personnel have been mobilized for rescue of those people affected by the disaster. CPN-UML has issued a whip to all members of the House of Representatives to attend the meeting on July 12 and vote against the motion of confidence presented by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Kumar Bartola issued the whip today. CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli emphasized the need to amend the constitution as time demands. During a CPN-UML secretariat meeting in Chasal Lalitpur, Oli announced plan to form a government with Nepali Congress focusing on development and anti-corruption. Chair Oli expressed that CPN-UML and Nepali Congress cooperation could bring stability and successful federalism. The Noor Dubai Foundation, in collaboration with Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh, yesterday launched the Teleophthalmology Program to enhance eye care accessibility in remote areas of Nepal. This three-year initiative will utilize advanced telemedicine technology across 15 health centers in Kosi and Madhes province, providing primary care expert consultations and training. Dr. Manal Taryam, CEO of the Noor Dubai Foundation, highlighted the transformative potential of teleophthalmology. CEO Taryam also emphasized the use of the iSmart application to leverage real-time data sharing and technology-driven insights, optimizing healthcare delivery and ensuring efficient patient care. The CPN Maoist Center has called a parliamentary party meeting. The CPN Maoist Center has announced that a meeting of the parliamentary party has been called at 2 p.m. today. According to the information given by Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey, the meeting will discuss the vote of confidence to be taken by the Prime Minister on Friday. The Dumre Besisar road, blocked by landslides, has been reopened. The road was obstructed by a landslide in Besisar Municipality 1, Andheri Khola, due to rain since last evening. District Police Office Inspector Meghna Chapagai said the road was cleared after 11 this morning. The families displaced due to inundation caused by the Chaudhar and Doda rivers in Bellary Municipality have started returning to their homes with improvement in the weather. 200 of the 1,500 families that were displaced due to the flooding have returned to their home. Deputy Mayor Jogram Chaudhary said that relief is being distributed to the displaced family. The Bangladesh Power Development Board has sent a letter to the Nepal Electricity Authority to sign an agreement for the sale and purchase of 40 megawatt electricity produced in Nepal. Following the provision in the law, a trilateral agreement was signed between Bangladesh, India and Nepal on the 1st of January for the sale of 40 megawatt electricity from Nepal. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Ghising said preparations are ongoing to export power to Bangladesh from this monsoon season by completing all the remaining processes. Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, Mahaprasad Adhikari, has said that the agreements with China and Sri Lanka on digital payment have reached the final stage. At an interaction on coming year's monetary policy organized by Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, yesterday, the governor said that agreements are expected in the near future with China's Alipay and Sri Lanka's LankaPay for digital payment transactions. Adhikari stated that the volume of transactions with India has increased after the beginning of the cross-border digital payment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 18 people were killed and 90 others were injured on Wednesday after a double-decker bus carrying them crashed into a milk tanker in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. Indian police said that the accident took place on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Gadha village in Unnao district, about 68 kilometers west of Lucknow, the capital city of Uttar Pradesh. According to police, the double-decker bus traveling from Bihar's Sitamarhi to Delhi rammed into the milk container from behind. An Israeli airstrike has killed 30 Palestinians sheltering in tents outside a school in Abazon town near Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The attack is the fourth Israeli strike to hit a school building being used as a shelter in Gaza in 4 days and comes after Israel issued new mass evacuation orders for parts of Khan Yunis and Gaza City, forcing tens of thousands to flee and causing the closure of three key hospitals. UN human rights experts say Israel is imposing targeted starvation on Gaza's population, resulting in the deaths of children from malnutrition and dehydration. Mediated negotiations to reach a ceasefire in Gaza are set to continue on Wednesday in Qatar and on Thursday in Egypt. U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed NATO leaders to Washington, D.C. with a forceful speech that seemed pitched to reassure allies overseas that he can fight off an election challenge from Donald Trump. According to the BBC, at the opening of the summit, the president declared the military alliance more powerful than ever as it faced a pivotal moment with the war between Russia and Ukraine. Warning that autocrats had overturned global order, Mr. Biden announced more military aid for Kyiv. Thousands of Sudanese refugees are dwelling in a forest near Ethiopia's border with Sudan after surviving attacks by local militia on United Nations-run refugee camps. The refugees fled in May after gunmen and bandits repeatedly stormed the camps to steal supplies, rape women, kidnap people for ransom, and terrify civilians. Refugees who spoke to Al Jazeera say at least 7,000 people left the camps and some 3,000 are still in the forest where they live alongside wild animals like hyenas, scorpions, and snakes. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has said about 1,000 people left the camp. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Mades and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 83 people die and 106 other sustain injuries in flooding and landslide incidents across the country. CPN-UML issues whip to vote against confidence motion of Prime Minister in House of Representatives. 18 people die as bus crashes into milk tanker in India, and Israeli airstrike kills 30 Palestinians sheltering outside school in southern Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.